for 91.9 at KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. Caltrans announced the opening of Highway 38 in what they're calling a Christmas miracle. Significant progress has been made on the SR-38 emergency repair project, making a tentative soft opening possible tomorrow, Christmas Eve, at 4:30 p.m. This limited opening is planned during a major storm event to provide an additional emergency and evacuation route for mountain residents and surrounding communities. Travel should be limited to essential trips only during this event. Beginning January 5th, State Route 38 from Middle Control Road to Hills Ranch Road will be under a full closure Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The route will be open to travelers without restrictions from 5:01 p.m. to 6:59 a.m. and fully open on weekends. Motorists are urged to use extreme caution when traveling, as this remains an active construction zone. Student volunteers from Cal Poly Pomona and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo have joined forces to create a float for the 2026 Tournament of Roses Parade. The theme of this year's parade is the magic in teamwork, and participants must use natural materials such as flowers, bark, and seeds to cover the float's surface. Amelia Atwell is the president of Pomona's Rose Float Club. She says the float not only represents the parade's theme, but also their own club's teamwork.
So we have a huge robot, and he's kind of been overgrown in the jungle for a while, and a team of animal engineers has come together working to rebuild him and bring him back to life. So they're kind of actually working in a lot of the disciplines that our students here work. So they'll be working with electronics and also working with the nature of the jungle, some wood paneling, things like that, to rebuild this robot, bring him back to life. Not only is the float showing the magic and teamwork in the jungle, but it also is really representative of us as a program.
The float has been transported to Pasadena, where students are adding the finishing touches. The 137th Rose Parade starts at 8 a.m. on New Year's Day. Threats against hospitals, schools, daycares, and other public places will soon carry criminal penalties under a new California law taking effect January 1st. Democratic Senator Susan Rubio authored the bill.
This is not a partisan issue. Every single member of this legislature, whether you're Republican or Democrat, they have children. They have grandkids. So it's an issue that affects all of us. It doesn't matter regardless of party line.
Rubio says each response to a false threat costs taxpayers thousands of dollars due to large law enforcement deployments. Under current law, an individual would need to be specifically named in a threat for it to be considered a crime. And also starting in January, California's minimum wage is set to go up by 40 cents to $16.90 an hour. Kayla Mihalovich with our California newsroom partner CalMatters reports.
California law requires the minimum wage to keep up with inflation. That means workers like restaurant servers, cashiers, and farm workers will see a 40 cent an hour bump in their paychecks in 2026. The wage increase won't apply to fast food or healthcare workers because they already make a higher minimum wage under laws that went into effect in 2024. There are also plenty of workers who make an hourly rate well above $16.90. That's because cities and counties can set their own minimum wages. Emeryville in the Bay Area, for example, had one of the highest minimum wages in the state in 2025 at $19.90 an hour.
CalMatters' Kayla Mihalovich. A new Department of Health and Human Services report reveals Medicaid programs made over $200 million in improper payments to healthcare providers between 2021 and 2022 for people who had already died. The Inspector General report, released Tuesday, suggests that a new mandate in Republicans' One Big Beautiful Bill could help reduce these kind of payments. The bill requires states to audit Medicaid beneficiary lists against the Social Security Administration's Death Master File. Privacy laws currently restrict access to this file. The report recommends states comply with the new mandate to conduct quarterly death checks to prevent further improper payments. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.